We are going to look at fundraising. Now, it's something which underpins everything which charities do, and that includes RNIB. Now, last year with the pandemic, we had to look at different ways of raising funds, and one of those ways was a project called Marathon Mates. It got people out running across the UK, raising funds and, I suppose, improving their health and their mental health as well. Well, it's around again in 2021, and tell us more we have with us, Bindi Dreher. Thanks for joining us, Bindi. So tell me about Marathon Mates. How does it all work and how successful was it last year?
So the premise behind it is that you pair up. That could be with a partner, a friend, a family member, a colleague, and you split a marathon distance between you during a month. This year, that's taking place in May. So it's great because you can split the miles however you want. So if you're both new to running, you can split the distance evenly at 13.1 miles each. Or if one of you is already a keen runner, then they can take on kind of more of the miles. And yeah, last year was great. For a first year event, we had just over 200 participants taking part and raising £36,000. As you said, last year was a bit of a shock in terms of physical events being cancelled. So we were really pleased to be able to offer this virtual event, which people could take part in wherever they are. So it's, yeah, it's great because it's really flexible as well.
It was a lot of fun. I was out running as well. Did you take part?
I didn't actually, no, but lots of colleagues, as you know, did take part. And I think I'm definitely going to have to this year. I need some extra motivation to get my fitness back up. So
it was good fun. I took part in it. I was out with Quigley, the guide dog, and my daughter, who was in a different area. We actually started off going to split the distance and obviously doing over a month. It's fantastic. We ended up doing the entire 26.2 miles each. So we both did a marathon distance, including Quigley, I suppose. The three of us did over that month. And it was great fun, you know, getting out there and just a fresh air, getting away from work and away from the house. It does make a big difference. So are you pledging to do it this year?
I think so. I mean, now you put me on the spot. I kind of have to, don't I? But yeah, no, definitely. I'm definitely keen. You know, it's happening in May when it should be quite nice weather. So it'll be a good excuse to get out and get running.
Did you hear back from people who took part? Did they tell you that perhaps they felt mentally and physically better, or perhaps they've now taken to walking or jogging or running a bit more?
We had some really good feedback from participants last year about how nice it was to have something to kind of motivate them and help keep them active. I think, you know, coming out of lockdown last year, people needed kind of a reason to motivate them and something to get them up and get active. It was so easy, I think, to, you know, get stuck at home. And I think all of us were very like sedentary. So, yeah, we had some really good feedback from people about how much it motivated them, which was really nice.
It is happening a little bit earlier this year than it did in 2020. So if people would like to find out more, Bindi, and perhaps would like to get involved, we hope you do. What do they have to do to get in touch?
Yeah, you can head over to our website, which is marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. All the details are on there of how to sign up. So registration will be open all the way up until the 1st of May, which is when the event kicks off. Registration is completely free, and you and your marathon mate can set your own fundraising target. So we suggest a pledge of around £150 per pair, which is just £75 each, but it's completely up to you and you can set your own target. Head over to our website to find out more.
Yeah, absolutely. Grab the training shoes, get back out there. You don't have to run, you could walk, and you've got an entire month to cover the distance. It sounds great fun, and you're raising some money as well. Bindi, thanks very much for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.